and the sages said, let him die. The day I bit my fingers a biblical red, I found an excerpt from the Talmud. A man becomes deathly ill with love for a woman. I can count the number of men my body trusts on one hand. The doctors say he will have no cure until she engages in sexual intercourse with him. When I say my body, I mean I have bitten clean the skin linking mind and mine. The sages say, let him die. She may not have sexual intercourse with him. I call this disassociation, the mind-body duality. The doctors say she should at least stand naked before him. I call this writing a poem about moon on asphalt while he's mid-thrust. The sages say, let him die. She may not stand naked before him. I mean, I do not tell my mouth to give silence, resignation, permission, but the story ends the same. The doctors say she should converse with him behind a fence so he can derive some pleasure. I mean, an older man holds the door for me, names himself the last gentleman alive. The sages insisted, let him die. She may not converse with him from behind a fence. My mouth laughs. My mind does not get the joke. I call this religious doctrine is better than any male ally. I call this praying the most in months while walking home alone. What I mean is, if I met God, would he make me uncomfortable? I mean, don't take it personally. Some of my best friends are men, and I have not named a finger for them. Understand? This is just how I keep myself sane, safe, how I get home okay, the way I raise finger to lip. Say a prayer for peeled skin, and name all the bloodied ones for myself.